Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues
sure.
facing your community and the nation.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So, do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely
guaranteed.
Vote?
Trump, maybe.
All right. All right. Definitely
yep.
vote then.
Yep. And I'll vote for anybody that's not Democratic in the state of Oregon.
All right. Would you mind sharing your age?
55, please.
55. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I don't think that's relevant.
All right. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Obviously, they didn't listen. I'm not definitely not a Democrat. I hate Democrats.
All right.
So I'm a Republican.
So all right, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican than anybody against Democrats and liberalism.
All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, would you say that you're very satisfied? All right, so very dissatisfied?
Very much so.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the members of Congress to be focused on. And for each,
okay.
I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you, and to have them focus on it. A 0 basically means it's not important, a 5 means it's more important, and a 10 means it's like the most important. So the first issue is lowering rent.
Important.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
9.
What about improving K-12 education?
Yeah, get rid of all the liberals. So it's just very dissatisfied with it.
So would you, but this is like based on how important of an issue it is. Again, on
10.
A scale of 0 to 10. All right, thank you.
10.
What about protecting abortion rights?
They're already protected. 10.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
10. 14.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
They're already protected. 10.
Raising taxes on wealthy and big corporations.
0.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
I'm sorry, say again?
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Get rid of liberal. 10.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means you like them, a 0 means you don't like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. The first one is MAGA Republicans.
What is it? What's the strongest? 100 is good, right?
Yes, 100 means you like them. It's like the top most one.
100.
What about Kamala Harris?
0. Negatives.
Joe Biden?
0.
Ron Wyden?
0.
Republicans in Congress?
90.
J.D. Vance?
100.
Donald Trump?
100.
Democrats in Congress?
0.
Lori Travis DeRemer?
0.
And Janelle Bynum.
I don't know her.
All right, no worries. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for, like, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Donald Trump.
And I know it's, again, a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Janelle Bynum or Lori Travis DeRemer?
Don't know them.
All right, no worries. So even though you said like you kind of don't know them, if you did have to decide, for who would you vote for? For Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Travis DeRemer?
Republican.
All right, thank you. So even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what would you say are the chances you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's
if
like...
If you're a Democrat, I'll never do it.
All right, so no chance at all then?
No chance at all.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. And do you approve of the way Lori Chavez Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I haven't paid attention, to be honest.
All right, no worries. So I'm going to read you a few statements about Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Remer. So serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games because she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. And as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Remer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. So who did you vote for Congress? Elections were today. For Janelle Bynum, Lori Chavez Remer.
Not a Democrat ever.
So Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
Always.
All right, thank you.